Fife fans, and welcome back, finally, to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a few friends get together and talk about anything and everything that takes their interest, putting their world to rights. Now, let's just dust this one off. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Talk about Fife Club. Oh, it's good to be back, isn't it?
Fuck you, James. You're already annoying me.
Can't bring me down today, Jamie. Fuck you.
So, yeah. Talk about us. Actually, do you guys even remember us? I mean, it has been months now.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah.
We're like that dad who goes to the gas station but never comes back.
Yeah, I'm just going out to buy milk.
Yeah, I may be sometime.
Your dad went to a petrol station in America. A gas station? Yeah. Jesus Christ, James.
He really wanted to get away from you, James. Yeah.
It took a while to really sink in what was going on.
That was actually just ahead of a connecting flight. We were going to the middle of the Amazon. Just to get away from
it. I heard it was Antarctica.
Possibly. Yeah. He's too positive. I can't take it.
I'm so alone.
So, don't worry, he'll take you fishing one day.
Oh dear. Is that what happened with you?
Yeah.
We don't talk about the fishing trip.
Disappointing Christmas special. Carry on,
anyway. So yeah, I suppose we'll find out soon enough if we do have any listeners when the download figures come through. But anyway, if you are back, then thank you for your patience. We went on a bit of a hiatus with work, elections, Christmas, and all the usual actual life things getting in the way. We just had to give the old poddy a break. But sadly for you lot, we are back.
I had a text
back once
this
again,
evening.
Like
power to the people watching, Lizzie. I had a text this evening demanding. Well, it was like, what's happened to Fife Club? Yeah. It's funny. Like, well, tonight.
It's funny, I've had a few messages like that as well recently.
You know what's quite funny?
Genuinely asking. Like,
most people have said, please stay away.
You know what's great? Most podcasts are like, thanks for listening. Subscribe. We're like, we are so sorry that we're a podcast. We are so sorry.
But subscribe.
People in their mid-30s do a podcast. It's so unique.
White men in their 30s.
And
Lizzie.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
What did you say?
No, it's okay. It's fine. Anyway, around the mics with my good self, Kutch, tonight is our very own 69 favorite of mine. It's Jamie.
Hello.
Oh, I like this introduction. Yes.
And next to him is a man who's built his career on being in this position. 43, down on your knees.
Yeah.
It's Mark.
Yeah.
Anyway, all the way from the backwards aisles, the Western Isles, it's someone who's seen so little action, all it takes is 51 tweak of a thumb. It's Lizzie.
Harsh but fair.
And sitting across from her is that Dorian Gray motherfucker, and he really needs to keep an eye out for illicit texts from Deke. Number 15, young and keen, it's James.
Hey,
Deke, call me.
We've not had introductions for so long.
Yeah, great, didn't it?
They were really good introductions.
Really
as well.
Good.
10 out of 10
really
would bang those introductions.
Totally.
When I found the list of bingo numbers,
I've got that.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the Mecca bingo one?
Don't know.
All right, but yeah, that it was just like, oh, this is content to mine.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're back and we're gonna.
But you didn't get an introduction.
I don't need one. I'm fine. I did. I said I'm
two fat ladies.
Okay,
obviously.
That's a bit like, don't body shame women. That's awful.
I'm one fat.
Horatio McRim job.
I was just gonna say I'm one fat lady on top of another fat lady in a trench coat.
Yes. Is there one for non-hairy bum, Kutch?
You could make a case for legs.
We could see Kutch's bum earlier, listeners, and it is
number
not hairy.
One, Kutch's bum. Both completely hairless.
We were so absolutely confused.
Yeah. Like you're like a Wolverine up top, but just nothing.
Smooth as a Ken doll.
Smooth as a Ken doll down on the back stairs. Yeah.
Lovely.
We could just go with 28 overweight.
Oh, oh. That does sting. It really stings. For the first time,
not
I think Jamie's thinner than
does.
I am.
Yeah, fuck it up.
Catch you,
mate. That is a warning sign.
some of these are like pretty bad though. Like legs 11, that's a bit ableist. You know what I mean? There's some of these are not great.
Yeah, but then
they did change them, didn't they? There's
different ones.
Politically correct. They're not actually supposed to do two fat ladies either.
Yeah, no. they're not just do away with the puns altogether.
I think because
I had to just do the numbers.
It's all online.
Individuals.
Yeah. It's all online and randomly generated. So.
I knew someone who did it recently. She was on my TEFL course. Mm-hmm. I was trying to remember earlier, and she was saying that I think she said that they don't do any of that anymore.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing. I'd be like, what's the fucking point in going to a bingo? Yeah.
Especially when you've gone from 16 to 20 as well.
What's that? Go on.
16's never been kissed to getting plenty.
To be honest, that was probably the last time any of us were getting plenty.
Yeah, Mark, you're now the only single one in the group, apart from Lizzie.
Hello, listeners.
I think it tells us that fate is intertwining you two slowly.
Hey, baby. Oh.
It's going to be Lizzie tried book there for the benefit of listeners.
She's off shagging Australians. I'm not going anywhere near that. I might catch Antipodean.
To be fair, I wouldn't come anywhere near me either.
I was about to try and make an Antipodean joke about tip, but I couldn't work it.
The podcast where we explain our failed jokes.
We're back.
Next time I'll explain my failed life.
That's me, mate. That's me.
You and I just thought I don't do that, Mark.
Yeah, it's fine.
Hi. Right, so on that note, we're here to have a wee chat and just talk about some stuff.
Try and entertain you.
Seeing as the baying masses are requesting us all, three people that have texted and said, what's happening with the podcast? So we've got some things that we kind of want to talk about, like what we're looking forward to.
You look like you're launching into an intervention, Gutch. The way you're staring at me and saying we've got some things we want to talk about. It's like, oh shit, have you found the vodka in the cistern again? Oh, no.
Again. When he says the vodka in the cistern, it's not a bottle in the cistern, it is the cistern.
You just flush it as pure
and a straw.
Yeah. Yeah.
He threw the sinkhole.
He says he's away for a shite. Yeah. Well, he is, but he's also away for a long drink.
And when you're done, you just flush it and it cleans the toilet as well.
Yeah. Disinfects.
Yeah. No. Let's be clear, nobody's flushing the vodka.
I thought you were going to say nobody's flushing Pemmin's toilet.
Well, actually, there is a famous story about that.
Well, it couldn't be Max unless you had her shitting glasses on.
Well,
for benefit of listeners, Max has shitting glasses at her flat. Every time we go to her toilet, there's glasses there.
Yeah.
I walked into the bathroom in New Zealand and there were shitting glasses on the windowsill.
The special glasses for when she goes for her shit.
Not for reading like she claims. No.
It's simple. Some people just need, like, you know, a support pet or whatever.
Exactly.
She has.
It makes her feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
Totally.
Yeah.
So anyway,
what are we looking forward to coming up in the next year glorious lands of Fife?
It's 2020, guys. We've all got 2020 vision.
Oh, like Max on the toilet.
Yeah.
I got very worried there. I thought you were going to say we had 2020 things to talk about. I was like, I don't fucking have.
Oh. No, I've got exactly as many as reasons to live.
I'll go first because you guys have done actual research and I haven't. So I've just thought of
one. I know
what you're going to take. You're taking one off the top of my list. I know you are.
I'm against notes. So I'm looking forward to the CCBM, Caledonian Craft Beer Merchant Celebration Day.
Yes.
Yes.
That's going to be great. Yeah.
That is going to be absolutely brilliant.
At the Glen Pavilion on the 25th of April, 2020.
James is there with a day because I totally didn't know it.
Oh, yeah. It's my best mate's 30th that day. I'm dragging him along for his birthday, getting away for his missus for the weekend. I'm like, yes!
Mate, I'm not 30. What are you talking about?
Don't talk about the concessions to me.
You just look 25.
Jesus.
Oh, creepy.
Yeah. No, CCBM. So that's the Caledonian Craft Beer Merchant. If you've listened to us over the last year, you'll have heard, you know, we kind of raved about it when they opened. It's a brilliant shop on the main gate in the town that just sells great craft beer.
Dunfermline,
The only town, really.
Fun story from there. I was in there with my girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
It pays off. So we were in there and we were talking and Colin came in and he was like, oh Jesus, I hope this isn't your first date. And we're like, that's our second.
Amazing.
Such a romantic person.
I know, Jamie. I know.
Then you got drunk and fell off the stool.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah. No, it's a great wee shop. It's got brilliant brilliant beers from all across
the world.
Yeah. Like a good little sort of local Fife Scottish section and then stuff from everywhere, from ranging from like quite nice weaker session ales right the way up to blinding one drink you're done,
hangover in a glass sort of vibe.
And the prices match that too.
They've got their everything, because like I bought some of the Inner Leaven stuff today, and that was, I thought that was very reasonably priced.
Yeah,
I have to say it was less than £2 a bottle, and very good.
The only place in town that's got anything from Tiny Rebel down in Wales, which they're just a cracking brewery doing really good beers.
That's the thing though, is that they've got a good price range, so they've got stuff for a couple of quid a bottle if that's what you want to pay, but they've also got like the more expensive stuff, which is really nice.
Yeah.
So if I go in, I usually get like a few of like the like Inner Bays and that, which are a bit cheaper, which is lovely.
Some local cheap, lovely. And then like one a few or two dearer ones. Yeah, that's pretty much the play there. But yeah, they're doing their first birthday, basically. They're doing a celebration day and it's a festival. And it's just going to be lots of great breweries providing beer.
It's like the Comic-Con of booze.
Yeah.
That was booze, not poos. I sort of heard poos there, James,
although me and Deuce poos.
But I think that is going to be a really good day. It'll be good fun.
Great time of year to do it as well. End of April, this is sort of springtime's coming in, nice warm weather. It's beer drinking time. That's what that is. That nice beginning of the beer drinking season.
I was going to say,
it snows in April.
Yeah. Quite often in April, we've had like Snowmageddon and the Beast from the East.
Have we all forgotten that I'm Mr. Positive on this podcast? I'm going to be positive about it and say it's going to be sunny.
I put
my money down for.
When I was down in London, there was always like an April weekend that was always like
roasting
sometimes. Like
you'll get maybe a week where it's all right, but then it's followed by you can't go anywhere.
And it's weird in April as well, 'cause it's like April showers and like it can be sleeting 1 minute and then be sunny for like 30 minutes. And raining.
You know? Mean what it's been like the last week?
No, that nonsense
storm. Was it Kira?
Kira and Dennis were on there as well.
My old cat's
Dennis
come back.
Dennis is arriving tomorrow.
Oh, is Dennis arriving tomorrow?
Well, if
I don't know how he's getting here though, because the ferry's cancelled.
when my old cat Kira,
that's how it works.
I didn't know my old cat would be reincarnated as a vengeful storm when he died. I mean, she was very, you know, insistent when she wanted fed. Yeah. So
that fucking thing took out two panels of my fence.
Yeah.
That was the storm rather than Jamie's cat.
Yeah, yeah.
That did sound like you were talking about a ghost cat.
Yeah. Jamie's ghost cat took out two panels.
That'd be a story. Like, you should be taking that to the press, Jamie.
Yeah. Or at least have a sitcom based on your adventures with your ghost, your fence-wrecking ghost cat.
I was about to say, where's Derek Akura? Oh, he's dead.
Oh, could you imagine someone like that going about looking for a cat? It's like, I'm speaking to him.
Meow.
Yes,
he says hello.
At least now Derek Akura speaking to ghosts makes a bit of sense. Sense, he's one himself.
Could you go meta and get somebody to speak to the ghost of Derek Akura?
Oh, some shit medium in like a town hall must have done it already.
Oh, it must glorious. Be queuing up for him, eh? Just like, yes.
He'll be the conduit.
Actually, Derek Akura is my spirit guide. He's the one who helped. Yeah.
Wow.
But so no.
What else?
Yeah, we were going to say. Yeah. So back to the beer festival as well. So there's obviously Dunfermline every year has a beer festival anyway that's organised by the rugby club and things like that.
Yeah.
That's always good fun. We've gone to a lot of years. Mm-hmm.
This is a bit more of a different affair. This is a bit more sort of. It's a bit more like the Whiskey Fest that you're going to go and you're chatting with the brewers.
To the vendors.
Yeah, you're not just going to take a pint and then sit down and have a lash. You're taking your time to enjoy this and learn a bit about the beer, which I quite like the idea of.
Yeah.
Also getting pissed, don't forget that. But
important part of that's it. Important right there, part. Yeah.
There's nothing better than being wanky and getting wankered.
Yeah. I think Joe's back at 71, actually. So
that might be there.
Yeah.
That'd be good because 71 will be there as well. Yeah.
It's good. There's a lot of beers, a lot of breweries already signed up for it and everything like that. No, I'm really looking forward.
They're announcing them.
Yeah. And again, it's not just local ones, it's ones from all over as well. All the ones that he's dealing with, basically. Yep. He's managing to get the reps to come along. And
So now there's basically two beer festivals potentially every year in Dunfermline.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing.
Hear that, Colin, every year. Not just this once, every year.
Why not buy your tickets now? Go to the CCBM. And is it how much at £20? £20 ticket?
No, it's like 12.
Is it 12?
12.
I'm yeah, 12
over 12.99.
Five glug, take an £8 cut. That £20 ticket.
Yeah, if you just come see me or James, and
give us £20 and we'll buy the ticket for you. Yeah. That's cool, right?
It'll be a good day. Good day. What else are we looking
forward
to?
Speaking of festivals as well, the Fife Whiskey Festival.
Yep.
6th to the 8th of March, Friday to the Sunday. We're going to be on
3 weeks away.
3 weeks away. It's not long ago now. We're going on the Saturday again.
Yep.
We're going
sold out on the Saturday.
Sold out on the Saturday.
The evening still got tickets, I think.
Which is weird.
Are you taking Dave with you?
No. Dave's tapped out. Dave's had one whiskey since then. And
no, he's had a couple.
I've
seen him have one or two separately. So
all right, because he had one here and he drank it and then afterwards was just like, that was nice, but...
Yeah. See, when you mention whiskey to Dave, it always strikes me as someone who's having Vietnam flashbacks.
Like... He's got full PTSD from that day.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But it's a fantastic day. They've got Mac Myra coming this year, which is interesting. Yeah. Loads of interesting people.
Yeah, they've got Cardona, the distillery from New Zealand.
Yeah. I'll call about that.
Which that'll be interesting.
Are they the ones that do
Let's see if you've got anything to say about New Zealand. Nah, never mind. probably best to move on. sorry, Jamie,
just
I interrupted.
I recently spent, a month there. Nobody.
How was it, Lizzie?
I'm still tanned. The best holiday ever.
Yeah.
Drunk.
Ever.
See, at least I've got an excuse for not having done podcasts for like 2-3 months. I was on holiday. I drank a lot of beer in New Zealand because their cider's shit.
New Zealand cider really, really bodied right there.
I discovered a nice beer called Tuatara, which I've never seen in this country. Enjoyed that. I mean, I like beer, but I'm not like a connoisseur.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my expertise when it comes to alcohol are all gin-based. it was a really good trip. And I drank beer pretty much every day for 6 weeks. Nice. Now I'm fat.
I'd be so tired. Beer makes me so tired.
Sleepy.
Oh, yeah.
Sleepy.
Well, yeah. take beer, add in a good 25 to 30 degrees every day, pretty much the whole time we were in New Zealand, you know, just hanging out outside for a bit, but I see swimming, beer, was in bed by like 8 o'clock every night.
Oh, jeez.
Well, actually, to be
terrible holiday.
Yeah, if we go to the CCBM during the day, there's every chance we'll be asleep by like 8.
Oh yeah, totally. Yeah.
But that's what happens with the Whiskey Fest as well. We go for the afternoon session and then everybody's wankered by 4, but then fine.
Let's go for a run from the train station.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, Coach.
have this beer festival organisers been warned about my dear sister?
Oh, he knows her.
Yeah, yeah, he knows Mags.
There's a photograph of her
on the wall. Beware.
Not allowed in before 8 p.m.
It's
do not feed beer after 6 p.m.
Yeah. It's like gremlin.
No, not for it. She's all right if you give her it later on. It's if she starts early. Yeah.
Which that's what we're doing.
Do you know what else?
I was going to say the Whiskey Fest as well. Just going back to that very briefly. Local legend and Five Club Hall of Fame member.
Yeah, Mr. Ian Rankin.
Yeah.
He'll be there. So, I mean, I've met him a couple of times, but
I think if you're from Fife, you've met everyone.
Or hang around Edinburgh, you sort of just see him about.
Yeah.
You used to get his mail at your flat in Edinburgh.
You used to read his mail quite often.
Do you think we could ever get Ian Rankin on the
pod? That is illegal, Mark, just pointing that out.
I did not do that. That was just a joke for comic effect.
I heard it was smart every time.
Yeah, totally.
Do you think we could ever get Ian Rankin on the pod? I could totally do it. We could do it.
No. I mean, if I was Ian Rankin, I wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, no, I definitely wouldn't either.
Yeah,
I barely want to do this myself.
Subscribe.
Hit that subscribe
button. Slap like now.
Subscribe, share, tell people about us.
Koch, you were about to tell me something you were really looking forward to. What is that?
I am looking forward to our favourite pub. The Commercial Inn.
Yeah.
Reopening its doors.
Yeah.
I think it's this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Ah. Like midweek opening, just keep it nice.
Yeah.
You got to get all the kinks out. You got to just try and get through, see what's not working. So by the weekend, everything's smooth sailing. So it's a good time to do it.
Quite well, because I think the last time we recorded a podcast, the last time we put out a podcast,
the commercial was
had just closed, and it was a bit sad, but it is now reopening, and they've given it a lick of paint. New toilets, apparently.
How about that, Lizzie? Oh, new toilets.
Got barriers for all the queues. New toilets is important, and I do feel it's more appreciated by those of us who sit down to use the toilet every time we go.
Sure.
Everyone does that.
But everybody sits down.
Yeah.
We just have special like things in our toilets. They're urinals.
Wait, do you guys not shit standing up?
Nice.
It's funny, actually, when you go on holiday to Asia, which is also where I went, obviously the standard way to use a toilet in Asia is obviously to squat. When you go to public toilet, it's generally got, because it was a touristy area, squat. What my mother always called a squat and pray. They used to have them in France when we went on holiday. Mm-hmm. And then they'll also have a couple of Western toilets. And in the Western toilets, they have all these big, huge signs saying, don't stand on the toilet seat. Because people must think that you squat with your feet on the toilet seat, which obviously is not the intent.
So no.
There's all these big signs saying, don't stand on the toilet seat.
Did you go in for a squat just for out of novelty, just to see how it was?
Well, I considered it, but I'd basically I basically didn't wear shoes the whole time I was there, and I didn't really fancy a squat toilet without shoes on, you know.
Yeah,
that's true.
So I didn't know. No. But I did piss in the shower, just, you know, to make it feel authentic. Joking. Hotel did not piss in the shower.
That was definitely smart.
So, yes, a good new toilet will be much appreciated by the female clientele in particular.
The thing is, I think they've like done the toilets, but they've not put a lock on the door just to give it that authentic feel.
Oh god!
So you still have
someone just standing at the yeah. front of it, just like
jam your foot
there.
Yeah,
I like that they said that they've done the toilets, they've painted up the front and that and all that, mm-hmm. but they've kept the inside basically as it was.
Yeah,
maybe giving it a lick of paint, fix the floor, mm-hmm. and cleaned it up a bit. It's like, yeah, because that's what our customers
want.
Yeah,
that's what
we want.
Don't
change
it.
Unless you're going to put in a fire.
Yeah.
Don't
and some dogs.
Just dogs and fires are the only thing that could improve it. Yeah.
There's a pub in town here. And it's just when you said town, there's only one town. I would call this town. Anyway, there's a pub in town here called it's the Clitorian, but we would all call it the Crypt. And it's one of the proper old institutions of town. And it's
a really
never,
nice pub.
Lovely, never been decorated, mm-hmm. never, to the extent where the walls are still very much tobacco stained.
Aye, Fagnolia. Yeah.
Excellent.
It's great. And if you touch them, which I wouldn't recommend, sticky.
No, I've been in there. It is a really, really nice pub. It's got everything that you want from a good pub. It's actually...
If you get lemonade you can't get tonic. If you get lemonade in your mixer or Coke, they just hand you the 2-liter bottle. There's gun or can malarkey, not just the bottle on the counter. And Friday night always got really good live, local musicians. So yeah, the Crypt, but the walls are sticky with tobacco. Mm. When was the smoking ban?
2001, something like that, I think.
Yeah.
Because
I remember smoking in the watering hole.
Yeah, I remember being there, Lizzie going, "They're taking away my civil rights."
Was that like 2003, 2004?
I've never smoked.
You've never battered the smoke machine in the watering hole when it didn't give you your fags.
Crying. Why will you not give me my sticks of joy?
Never, Lizzie.
Never.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, it must have been Mags.
Probably. Probably smart.
Just another thing she's doing that's bad for the environment.
I don't know where she keeps all those packs of fags in her Land Rover.
I think she keeps them on the motor cruiser that she's got.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
She gets them on the
duty free
and back and forward over the channel.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does anyone else have any figure?
I was looking forward to a couple of bits.
I've got
pieces.
You want yours? No.
Yeah. Do you want to show me yours and I'll show you mine? I see
it's
where
this very
is
going. Sexy podcast going on. Yeah,
it's got blue.
Yeah, I got really troubling. One thing, like, this isn't what I'm so much looking forward to, but I would be interested in going along. But St. Andrews is having a charity Oktoberfest this year in March.
Are they calling it Oktoberfest?
Yeah.
What? Really?
On the 7th of March. So, you know where we're talking about, like the thing about Oktoberfest.
Wait, that's the Whiskey Fest.
That's the Whiskey Fest for us.
Yeah.
Wait, what time does it start?
No. I don't know.
you could coordinate the shit out of that.
We're already in Cooper. Why
yeah,
not?
You might as well.
But like the thing about Oktoberfest is like outside benches, steins of beer, Oompa Band, drink till you fall over.
Yeah.
In the 7th of March, it's going to be freezing.
Yeah. In the East Nuke on the North Sea.
Oh, God.
No thanks.
Yeah. Currying together next to the nearest heater, which is like one bar.
So that's curious, but also interesting. No, I'm going to go an old callback to a couple of bits and pieces. I'm just going to rattle through a couple quite quickly. Mm-hmm. Foodie stuff in the East Nuke. There's the Creole Food Festival on the 13th of June. Mm.
Oh,
that is always well worth going to. Yeah. Like everything from your little jars of chutneys to... Mm-hmm. Little bits of lobster, little bits of crab and things like that. Mm. Very nice. There's also the Anstruther Harbour Fest as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's, again, big food market all the way along the harbour. And then what I'm actually really looking forward to is towards the tail end of the year, the 1st to 6th of September, is the Outwith Festival again.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Again.
That's good. Come over for that, Lizzie.
Yeah, I was going to say I might try and come down for that because seeing that I've already had my big holiday of the year, I was thinking I would really just spend the summertime just back forward and visiting and stuff. So yeah, that, I'm definitely up for that.
But that, like, that whole running around from like place to place to listen to gigs was really good fun.
Yep.
Yeah.
Smashing stuff. Yeah.
I didn't do it, but it sounds delightful.
But you're not there.
No.
It was weird that you
weren't
there.
You didn't do anything last year because, you know, they kind of had a bit of an event.
That makes it sound like I came out or something. I'm not Philip Schofield.
Well, speaking of coming out,
James,
can you imagine? The 4th of July, Kirkcaldy are doing Kirkcaldy Pride, which is ironic because there's nothing to be proud about in Kirkcaldy.
Absolutely. Do you know, somebody mentioned that last year that there was a Fife Pride.
Yeah, Fife Pride.
In Kirkcaldy. Why is Fife Pride?
We have a Stornoway Pride, so, well, a Hebridean Pride. Last year was the first year. Oh, no, maybe last year was the second year, and they're doing it again.
Did the wee freeze pick at it?
Mixed reviews. they didn't protest it.
Uh-huh.
But they expressed their opinion.
Down with this sort of thing. Careful now.
Yeah, basically. No, that was when Amanda was open on a Sunday. It was genuinely, that was their signs, pretty much. Yeah, no, they expressed their opinion. This whole sort of, I don't mind people being gay, just do they need to talk about it and shove it down our throat?
Oh, come on now.
It's a piece of language shoving it down. I'm not going to finish that joke, it's too obvious.
No, but they said that in the paper. That was the word.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Just to go back to this again, we've got Fife Pride, and yet it's happening in
Kirkcaldy.
Of all places, Kirkcaldy.
I mean,
what are you doing for like Fife Pride?
If it's happening in Kirkcaldy High Street, it's bound to get shut down at some point.
Burn.
Oh, dear.
Oh, and there's guaranteed no one there to see it as well. Yeah. So.
Can't even sell it for a pound.
Yeah. If you're going to go and have fun, just know that Kirkcaldy's Kirkcaldy.
And there's trains to Dunfermline.
Yeah.
The night out afterwards.
Bring the parade to Dunfermline instead. That's what I say.
Yeah, no, like,
there's just so many better places you could have it.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that
Pride literally anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
High Valley Field, Oakley. I mean,
could you imagine Pride in Oakley, for fuck's sake?
Well, don't you have an Orange March?
it's sort of like that,
but with less sash and flute.
It's a bit more sassy.
If the Orange Lodge had a bit of flavour. that'd be ace.
I don't know. If we have a Pride with one of the biggest lodges you've ever come across in life, then maybe you'll play good as well.
we
officially have at least 4 gay people here.
At least 4. Was that how many turned out? Or were there more straight folks really supporting?
Yeah, there were lots of people. The article, it wasn't an article in the paper, the letter that was sent to the editor referred to those of us who were supporting who weren't part of the LGBT community as LGBTQI sympathisers.
Sympathisers. Oh, holy shit.
That's a funny way to spell ally.
Yeah. It's very amusing.
It's funny as well because Brights are brilliant.
Yeah.
And like absolute chaos as well. When I was living in London, there was a, like, whenever you'd know there'd be a Pride weekend if you weren't out with your pals drinking at it and stuff like that, because the whole of Soho just shuts down and becomes like an entire like area of London block party.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't go out because it was obviously so big and like lots of streets cordoned off as well. But actually, during Pride, it was quite often you had to hide at home just in case you went out to central London and saw your friends, because then you would end up drinking for like 24 hours. Like, it's not your fault.
You just fell into it.
Yeah, just have to, like, accidentally. It's like, oh, hello, I've seen you. Oh, your pints. Yeah, I'll stick around for a while.
it should be a grand old time. It should be a nice time. I've got one other thing I wanted to talk about. I don't know if it's going to happen this year, but it was supposed to be due to start opening staggered through this year next, is the Ironmonger Studio. The old Ironmongers in the New Row is being converted into a new space for theatre, cinema. I think the, what do you call it, the Dunfermline Cinema Project is going to be moving in there this year.
I couldn't work out from the picture where it was.
It's Wattenger.
Yeah, opposite like the Alhambra.
It's been funded by the Alhambra Trust, so it's going to be sort of a 200-seater venue, so you can use it as a theatre space. At the cinemas we've talked about, there's another rehearsal space getting made up there, as well as a cafe and a restaurant, which is great. There's talk of putting in performing arts schools in there as well, so that's great. I love the idea of bringing more culture to Dunfermline, being a performer myself and an actor, seeing younger people get the chance to do their thing like that. It's great. It's all fun. So I quite like that venue. I'm looking forward to seeing how it turns out. It's almost like our own very small scale proper theater rather than just like your big
sort of working theater
like a Traverse or a Lyceum, something like that. I quite like the idea of having something like that rather than just your a venue where you have like big shows that come in or amateur companies, like a proper theater where someone like the National Theatre of Scotland will come in and do something.
Hey, I'm doing a workshop.
Hey, fuck, I'll run workshops here. I'll do it. I'm training up to do it.
I mean, like workshops as in like, you know, people say, oh, we're workshopping this musical just now, which is like, oh, we're just not paying these actors to like help figure out how to write this shit.
Hey guys, I'm just workshopping a podcast.
We've been workshopping this for a long time.
Trust me, doing workshops doesn't pay, but running the workshops, ching.
So if anyone's looking for a workshop manager,
we should do a podcast in workshop. It's just really good with all the technology.
By the way,
I have technology, not the actual podcast.
Like, not at all.
Yeah, somehow do all the groundwork and all that stuff. But yeah, I'm looking for the Ironmonger Studio. One other thing, it's not quite Fife, but I love it anyway. It's like Christmas for me. The Fringe Festival, the 7th to the 31st.
It's not Fife, get it to fuck.
Nobody wants to talk about that. It's plenty of podcasts
that
talk about that.
Yeah. Also, fuck Underbelly.
Fuck the Underbelly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boycott the Underbelly this year if you can.
There's one. Well, I'm just going to pull in one little thing that I'm looking forward to. Which is on February the 22nd, and that is the album launch of the Cold Town Daisies new album.
Oh, yes.
Friends of the pod.
Yeah. Again, sadly, it's in Kirkcaldy. But it's in the live lounge in what was the old King's Theatre and the ABC there. It's really quite nice space. So I'm quite looking forward to that.
So is it like a launch party?
It's still in Kirkcaldy. But yeah, it's a launch party. And basically their album is done. It's ready to go. They're currently putting it all together and getting it sent out to folks. So if any listeners have like bought their album, I've heard all the troubles they've had.
It's been interesting to follow it.
Yeah, trying to get it out there, but it's done and it's coming, and I've heard bits from it and it's fantastic. Like, it's so, they've got a full band going, it's so rounded, it's just, it sounds really, really good. A good slice of sort of Americana meets bits of folk and, you know, really good. And it's all songs that they've been playing live for quite some time now, or mostly songs they've been playing live for some time now. But with
workshopping them,
but totally different twist to them. And really looking forward to the album coming out. Really looking forward to the album launch and seeing them do that.
Can people go to see this?
On that, we're going to have an in-depth breakdown of the album with the Daisies themselves coming within the next couple of weeks.
Nice.
So yeah, we're going to come along and have a chat about it, so that'll be pretty cool. Looking forward to that.
It's good.
It'll be good.
Yeah
I really want to hear a new album actually, so it'll be good.
In terms of five things, I'm just really looking forward to coming back. I feel like I need some kind of homecoming party. That's what I was looking for there.
Who's the football captain? Jamie's the cheerleader.
Give me an L.
Jamie's homecoming queen.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been...
Sorry. I'm just laughing at that.
Been in the kingdom for, a good 9 months. My time was somewhat otherwise taken up last year, but
That makes it sound like you're pregnant, Lizzie.
there was an incident. I had to hide away for a while.
That's why you went to, yeah, and then that's why you went to New Zealand.
Yes, I left it there.
Have you got a new nephew?
They were going to have a better life there.
Yeah. They can drink all day and do a bit of, they can drink all day and do a bit of sea swimming and go to sleep there every day. Best life for a child.
Yeah. It'll be happier there. Yeah, no, I just haven't been home for such a long time. So I'm really looking forward to coming down. I'll be, it's, we were just saying, it's not that long.
No, again.
Like, and as you know, there's a packed social calendar in Fife as well.
We've just reviewed. Talked about so many things you can do when you come back.
Exactly. I've got various trips planned between Easter and, well, the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm just looking forward to coming back, seeing people. Looking forward to a wee trip to the new commercial.
Yes.
It's just nice to have a pot around when you've not been for so long, and
then remember you can escape.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then go back to my lovely island paradise.
It's like walking into Dunfermline. Some more clothes shops. More than I thought.
It's great here.
Still more than we've got here.
Still more than Kirkcaldy.
Oh my God, they've got a Savers. How do you live like this?
Savage.
The things that happen to the mainland. One of the things I'm most excited about, sorry, this is top five, IKEA. Honestly, I'm like, man, I've just bought a house, so it's like, right, how much more IKEA shit can I fit in here? Great. And then gradually replace with better.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like you could afford anything from IKEA now they've bought a house.
Yeah.
Like you can afford anything.
All I can really appear to be able to afford is to pay the lawyer again.
Yeah, I remember those days.
Oh, man. Yeah. Oh, man. Well. Very nice lawyer. He's been very good, but... Mm. Well, that hourly rate is quite impressive.
But before we move on to the next section, I was just going to ask a very quick question. Yeah. We have got a new opening bar, pizza restaurant
on the way.
Do we know any timescales on that in the old post office?
Is it not all the planning permissions just gone through for it?
They've been doing work in it for a while because I walk past it all the time. There's like a skip and they've been clearing stuff. And,
yeah, they're going to open up. Who is it that's got it?
Same people that have the City Hotel.
Oh, that's it, yeah.
The City Hotel Group, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, which is actually, it's better than like a massive gastro pub chain or something like
that. It's better than somebody who's from outside.
Yeah, it's like, a local.
Like, yeah, it'd be an investment in the
local
community.
Company and, yeah, try and build something. And I quite like the idea of Dunfermline slowly turning into a kind of place to come for socializing and eating and drinking and stuff like that.
I've always said the potential is here for Dunfermline to be like a sort of hipster, like Brighton sort of, like near enough to like to big enough population but near enough to a big city.
Yeah,
the potential's always been there.
Yeah,
it's got that thing. Yeah, totally.
That'll be interesting. Yeah. Might not be this year, Fife fans, but maybe come.
We'll be there.
We'll definitely keep you posted.
Yeah. We'll be there with you every step of the way.
I'm happy to do some kind of guest reporting from the opening of a pizza place.
But
I think we all
with dairy-free cheese.
Dairy-free cheese. What's the point in that?
Yeah. But speaking of building things, should we make a wee trip over to the desert island?
Yeah.
I just nicked your line. I'm sorry, Catch.
Let's do it.
I'm just excited.
We need to tell the story first.
Oh, we could do that on the way.
I think we'll go to the island and then kick into things. Yeah. Mark, do you want to take us there?
Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to BBC Radio 4. It's that time once again when we venture to the desert island of Dex. I can hear Jamie's ghost cat.
Catch, watch out for your face.
Oh no, he's already committed his first offence.
Oh no.
Yes.
Oh, so bad.
Oh, dear.
And that's what you wanted, listeners, isn't it? You naughty little listeners.
Oh, fucking hell.
Just did another dry boat.
So, right, we're on the island. How did we get here?
I crashed my motor scooter.
No, did you say Mags crashed her jumbo jet that she now owns?
That's one of the most horrific ideas I've ever heard in the whole life. Yeah.
So it's horrific, it must be true.
Would get on that.
Yeah. Oh, God, though. I've been in a car with her. Get in a plane. I've seen that film alive. They eat each other. Spoiler alert, guys. That film from the 1990s, they all eat each other.
I think it might be the 80s.
Yeah?
90s. No,
early 90s, I would go for.
Like 93, 94, I'd say.
Quickly. Googling.
So,
1993, I take it back.
Told you. We're on the island. And this week we've got a bit of a theme. You might have guessed it from the start, but we had, again, talking about people contacting us, we had a contact the other night. To the Fife Club.
That makes you sound like you met an alien.
We had first contact.
We finally made human contact.
No, we had a contact through the Fife Club Facebook page, which, you know, listeners, if you want to chat to us, tell us anything, you know, get in contact, you can do that there.
We are your hookup.
Send us a wee message and we'll get back in contact with you. One of us will, or several of us. We had a message.
I would.
Had a message from a Stacey that wanted to know some key information about the local area. Wanted to know if there was any social clubs that do bingo.
Yeah.
I think she misunderstood. Did we find out any answers?
Maybe there was a slight confusion as to the role that Fife Club serves.
Hey, yeah, no.
We will not leave a listener, potential listener, or somebody who doesn't know who we are.
Yeah, we will not leave them hanging. We will sort this. Yeah. So we thought that we would put it out to the listeners and say, do you know of any social clubs in preferably Dunfermline, / West Fife area?
Wait, did listeners actually get in touch about this?
No.
No, this is why I'm asking to get
We
in
don't
touch.
Have listeners.
I thought it was like a call that got made.
Who thought we were
this.
Something else got no. in touch.
Yeah. This is all part of a psychotic episode that got just happened.
Is that people all of a sudden stood up? Because I'll be honest, you're making me feel uncomfortable.
No,
yeah. Patch hey, created a Facebook persona and messaged us to us so we could have some content.
I mean, we're not really here. We're just figments of Kutch's imagination come to life.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've all known that for a long time.
Why was I not taller in your imagination?
With a fuller head of hair.
Yeah,
and I could have been a lot more sexually appealing.
No.
Actually, this has to be Kutch's imagination because he doesn't have any hair on his arse.
Oh, I'm gonna have to go for a comfort break.
Right, okay.
It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense. Nothing makes sense anymore.
It really doesn't.
So
back to the point. So we want you lovely listeners to tell us if you know of any social clubs in Dunfermline, West Fife area that do bingo. Because Stacey really wants to play.
And we might come too.
No.
Probably not.
We want to make sure.
Could we just clarify, and this may be for my purposes, I'm not 100% sure what a social club is.
Is it not just like a wee club in a village or something? That
there'll be at least...
Like a bowling club or like a wee...
Like a Recife service club.
Or like a miners club. Or
the Legion.
Like that. Yeah,
you know, that sort of thing.
That kind of thing.
I get you. Just check it. Just confirming for the lodge. And the other listeners.
The lodge. You'll have loads of M around you, Lizzie. Yeah.
Lodge.
Oh, we don't do bingo here, though. You can do just the odd prize bingo, but not for money.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that's what we want to know. But, basically, it essentially gave us something to talk about. Give us some content. So we thought, yeah, we'll put out an appeal and then we'll go to the island. And what are we going to do this time? We're going to build our own bingo hall on the island.
Yeah.
Eyes down.
We've done the pub. It's about time we moved on our ventures. Well,
why do they say eyes down?
Because you gotta look at your cards.
All right, okay. Yeah. Just, are you not allowed to look at each other in the eye? Is it like doing a gig with Mariah Carey or something like that?
Mark, have you never been to a bingo hall?
Never been
there
to a bingo hall.
There is no time to look at people in the eye.
I know. Yeah. People take it very seriously.
There is money to be won by ticking boxes,
dab, dab,
mate.
Dab. Ticking, dabbing
the fuck out of them.
I used to do that in clubs.
It's like
listeners, that's not true. I just said that to sound cooler than I.
All right, I thought you meant like doing the dab.
Oh,
dabbing in clubs.
Oh, exactly. That is exactly what I meant. I hear it's cool now.
Dabbing in Dundee. And flossing all the way to your club.
Someone in Dundee went there and went to Mecca, the Mecca Bingo Hall, because they were Irish, and apparently we don't have Mecca Bingo, or didn't know, thinking it was a club. Paid to get in, and they realised it was a bingo hall.
To be fair, I had some of the best times of my entire time in Dundee in Tuesday night Mecca Bingo. Yeah. So good.
No. Quite right.
It was like £2 to play, with a pound of beer, and you got chips for free.
I've been to Mecca Bingo a couple of times.
Great one.
Good.
No. Yeah.
Did you bring your netting with you as well?
Again, Mark, you're too busy concentrating on your card.
And you can't just have one card. You've got to have like three or four.
Or 20.
Or 20.
So the proper pros are just like bang, 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 bang.
When I was there, someone who...
You'll have five cards and you normally have two sheets. So
Yeah.
When I was there, someone, it was their first time, won. And the woman there, the older woman, were not impressed. They were absolutely raging.
It's a fix.
Visibly furious.
There's no greater drama than seeing a bingo hall where someone thinks they've got a full house and they've got a number wrong.
Heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking, but then also how pissed off everybody else gets because play stopped.
Yeah.
They also do like a thing where we go to all of the other bingo halls in the fucking country.
Yeah.
Carlton Connection.
Yeah. It's mental.
That is crazy.
Anyway, what are we doing with our bingo halls, people?
So, who wants to tell us what they're bringing to our bingo hall?
I'll start off strong, because it's not what I'll bring.
We'll be the judge of that.
It's who I bring. I'm going to go the employment route. So, when you go to the bingo hall, right, you need someone to call out the numbers on the balls. So, I need to find someone who's got good experience around numbered balls, who can see it really well, approachable to the crowd. There's only one man for the job, the former voice of the balls, Mr. Alan Dedicote. Because you gotta know.
From the lottery.
Yeah, from the lottery.
Alan from Live and Kicking.
From Live and Kicking. From Strictly Come Dancing. Because you gotta know that when he's picking the balls out, it's coming from Galahad.
you're absolutely right.
That is strong, James. I'll give you that. Yeah. I would have gone with Ira Graham personally, but
yeah.
That's good as well.
But he is the man who knows his way around balls and numbers. Not in that particular order.
There's a lawsuit coming.
Hey, why doesn't his own time? It's his own business.
He used to do other things on the radio as well.
Yeah, he was
done
radio.
He did adverts and everything.
Does he not read the news for Radio 2 as well? Or something like
maybe
that.
Maybe, yeah.
And then he's on Strictly Come Dancing. He's done Children in Need, Comic Relief. So he knows all about giving money away.
Mm.
So you know what? That would make you feel at home.
I just like my biggest memory of him is like being the faceless voice in Life and Kicking.
Yeah,
like, which was weird.
Yeah.
But it was like they're all the type.
Yeah. I was watching a video on the way over here. It was like a Radio 2 thing. So you had like the voice of Big Brother introducing the tea room of Radio 2. So you had Alan Dedicote doing his thing saying, the tea is going to be adjudicated by Miss Person, and the kettle is named Galahad. Good luck with your tea. And it's just like drinking tea. She had the voice from like The Weakest Link, The X Factor, Piccadilly Train Station. They're all like talking to each other. Tony the Tiger was there.
That is a podcast, actually. All the voice talent. That's a podcast you want to listen to.
Someone who's doing Barack Obama. That was funny. But I thought it's quite good. Nice. It's quite an impressionable person. It brings people into the building as well because it's a recognizable household name, and we need that. We need those people coming in early. We need
I'm those not old sure biddies. It's a recognizable household name.
Yeah,
it's a recognizable it's household voice.
It's, yeah.
Because I'll be honest, when you said his name, I googled it.
I wasn't 100% sure, but I was like, it's a lottery guy.
Yeah. Pretty much everyone will be googling it right now. Oh, I hope they are.
I've googled it just to see what he looks like. He looks exactly like I expected him.
Yeah. Let's see.
He sort of looks like a ball.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, yeah.
And he's you know what? He'll say all like the puns for the numbers and get away with it as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Al Dentico is exactly the perfect man to host those the bingo.
Yeah, the bingo, yeah.
I'll agree with you, James. That's so strong a suggestion. I don't know where we go from here.
who's next?
So I'll go. I know what I want to bring. A bit of old nostalgia. Lizzie will like this because, well, I say Lizzie. Sorry, Mags will like this. oh no, it's because it's smoking.
We
related.
Are not the same person.
No, it's smoking related. That's why. So, like, my memories of bingo halls were my gran and going in, and like there was
like you wouldn't I'm see past remember, your own feet.
There was I can't remember where it was, but there was one where it was almost like individual little. There was chairs, like a pew of chairs, but with individual little desks that you had you put all your stuff on, and there was a little lip on it for your pens, and they were sort of slightly angled. But beside every single one of them was the those old style ashtrays, which were like a long silver pole, but with a bowl, a metal pop up bit on it.
Yeah,
beside every single one of them, and the place was just reeking with smoke. Do you know what though? I haven't seen those in a long time.
Yeah.
My granddad used to have one as well. That's what I'm bringing back. I'm bringing back smoking and grotty ashtrays to the bingo hall.
I can dig it.
I'm absolutely down with that.
Actually, the commercial should bring that back.
Yeah. Beside every table. This is one of my resounding memories of a bingo hall.
That was truly like a bingo experience if you can see past your own face.
See, I discovered bingo a bit later in life. I have no recollection of that. I discovered bingo in Dunfermline when the
you discovered bingo. The first person to ever discover. Yes. You are the Christopher Columbus of bingo. Only he didn't really discover anything.
Christopher Columbus of bingo.
My bingo
virginity
felt as an adult because
I'm trying to think about 16, 17 because I remember we were at school and you were
loved the bingo.
Yeah,
it was really when the big bingo hall opened at the cinema.
Yeah, which would have been 2000, I think. So yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah.
And I used to love going. I remember when I finished work when I left Dunfermline to go to uni. I had my leave it do at the bingo hall, and me and Mags nearly got thrown out for being too loud.
Surprise.
Actually, no, we were fighting. This relates to what I would bring to our bingo hall. So,
great link.
I mean, I like all forms of gambling. All forms of gambling are really my favourite. So the bingo's good. I really enjoy a game. Bingo, quite heated. But then you need a little release in between the games because, you know, you get really hit up. So I'm bringing the arcade machines.
Oh.
And in the foyer, I want a grabber. I want penny.
A two-pence machine.
Oh, yeah, two-pence
penny
machine.
Arcade.
Tipping point.
Two peas. Not tipping point. None of this fucking 10p penny machine malarkey. I want them 2p. And I will bring £20 worth of 2p in bags.
Got to do it that way. That's the right way.
I want some pokies, so some bandits.
I don't know how to play them though.
What, the panda?
Oh,
the panda.
Really does. You just press the buttons and hope for the best.
Yeah.
You hit the whole buttons.
Friend of the podcast.
Don't work.
Neil used to be a good fucking fiend at them.
He was whiz at them.
Aye, like,
because remember when he won once and I made him buy us all a pint.
He won 50 quid and he wasn't going to buy us anything and you forced him to.
It's because he worked in that pub in Perth where they have the same, had like, but one in pretty much every pub in Scotland.
Yeah.
And he just sat and watched it.
He just knew the sequence.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm bringing. Air hockey.
Break your fingers. I think air hockey's in the pub as well.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, so it is,
got a lot of air hockey on the island.
Okay, so we could. Yeah, but everybody loves it, air hockey. we were at the time when Max and I, we maybe fully did get chucked out. I can't remember. We had a few. no, I think we just got told to be quiet. We were fighting because earlier in the night I had given her my purse so that I couldn't spend all my money.
And I was
physically fighting her for it back. So that I could put more money in a machine that I would get nothing back out of. So I want to bring the arcade fun bit that you always have in a bingo hall / bowling hall, all that kind of stuff.
So I'm going to ask questions about bingo, having never been to a bingo.
You've never been to the bingo?
Never. We've been through this.
Have you ever played bingo?
Like, no, not properly.
We really need to do a 5-club field trip to the bingo.
Here's another thing I'm looking forward to doing in this year. We're going to the fucking bingo.
I'm not sure I'm looking forward to it, but... actually, the more you say, like, so it involves... There's an arcade thing.
Yeah, always
there's
an arcade.
Arcade bit. Stuff there. There is booze that is cheap.
Yeah. Really cheap. Yeah. It's a private member's.
And do people drink a lot, or is it just like one of these things where you just have a little tipple?
There's a mix of the two. Depends on the time of day you go.
The thing is, you wouldn't want to get tanked up because then you can't play the bingo properly.
Yeah. You want to go in spirits too.
It is surprisingly they keep the pace. It's like constant. It's like
non-stop.
Yeah.
And there's no
celebration period when you win.
They literally just call the numbers like 2 and 121. On its own number 4, and they just keep going. There's no, so you've got to concentrate.
Yeah.
So you know when you put the number, you say you poke it or something.
It's like a dab. Yeah.
A dab.
Yeah. So you have a pen which is literally just a flat bottom on it, and you just dab.
All right. Okay. It's not like a bookie's pen, like the little bookie's Argos pen.
It's like a marker.
It's like a highlighter thing.
Marker with a flat bottom on it, and you just bang 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 bang.
Sometimes it's like a cross or a circle or something like that. But it's to save you having to waste time drawing a circle. You just push, 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 push.
Yeah.
You think we're in the day and age now, we're at 2020, you think you'd have like panels you could just press a button on the screen?
Oh, they do.
Do they?
So I was going to suggest that we ban them from our bingo hall. Oh. So an awful lot of bingo halls now, it's electronic.
Mm-hmm.
And they have electronic games that you can play on the side whilst playing your card games and that kind of stuff. And I just don't think there's any place for that in our bingo hall.
Well, also, like, old people and technology isn't a great thing. Like, it's going to be like
they can do it when it relates to bingo.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Not just got some granny trying to put a VHS in it.
They can work the electronic bingo.
They'd show you how to program it. That's how it was able.
Grannies have iPads now.
Some do.
Although, as my gran likes to say, when I'm like at hers and I'm like, oh, I'm trying to get some internet, she's like, I don't have a line.
Yeah, me neither. Not these days.
Things have changed, Mark.
Well, you guys have gone for fairly real world things.
Yeah.
It makes mine feel really silly.
No, that's good. I'm hoping that you bring something to the table.
Yeah, I've gone for a Gamblers Anonymous booth.
Are you the
Lizzie fighting Max for her handbag?
Are you the what was it?
Do you do confessions
the tag at the
it?
Bottom of is it Gamble?
Gamble aware.
That's right.
Yeah. Gamble responsibly, which is ironic.
How you should set it up though is it should be like a confessional box, and then you charge them for a confession, and then like a priest, and then they can go back out again. They're anonymous for gamblers.
Yeah,
they've got off their chest. They feel bad about it. on you go.
And you get more money.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Father, for I have binned.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not going to take away your fun, guys. It's like,
I've already spent £50 on the bingo. It's okay, you're forgiven. Spend 50 more.
Yeah.
For a free token.
Are you a real priest? Yeah.
Also, that's that.
Why are you wearing a bingo sponsored jacket?
I'm a priest of pleasure.
Yeah.
Are you playing bingo as I'm telling you this? Like, no.
It's you've got Keith from Boyzone also on the other side.
What?
He's wait, on one what? Of the adverts for a bingo. It's like,
Coach, that was is he?
Yeah,
he's on like a Paddy Power advert, isn't he?
I don't know if it's Paddy Power. It's one of the bingo adverts. It's really weird. He just suddenly turns up in somebody's house, and it's like, what? There's so many bingo adverts on TV.
Are you not thinking of that shit Northern comedian?
You know, talking about Paddy McGuinness, the one where he's hugging everyone.
No, yeah, that's. No.
If Keith from Boyzone walked into my living room tomorrow, I don't think I would have a fucking clue.
To be honest, I don't think I would, and I love a boy band. But
who's
quite
this
obscure.
Irish cunt?
Yeah. Cool catch. Sick.
Good reference.
Yeah. That will go down in the all time best reference.
Oh, well.
Jamie, you were going to go next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, as old listeners will know, I have a plantation a mile run by animals.
I like the definition between old listeners and listeners. Like there's any.
There's one. There'll be definitely one solitary person who's listened from episode one all the way to now. You fucking mental
bastard.
They've
surely topped themselves by now.
John Walker from Trample Bat's done it. I was
also just going to say, Colin from CCBM knows us more intimately than
when
we
I go
do.
In and he's like, he's talking about stuff. I was like, I don't remember talking about this at all.
That's what happens when you binge listen to 2 years worth.
Poor guy.
Yeah, well, now he knows you've got a hairless crack.
Recommend me a beer with that, Colin.
One that slides right down it.
Oh, dear. Right, Jamie, you're...
So I have to discipline these animals on the plantation, and my carrot and stick aren't doing it anymore. So I'm going to paint numbers on all of them, put them in a giant spinning cage like a bingo wheel and spin it round. And then they'll be disoriented and they'll come out one at a time, but just to really...
So
really,
wait a minute, you're bringing the bingo wheel. Yeah. And instead of balls, we've got like furry creatures of the island.
Yeah, and it's the same size as the Thunderdome. Wait, what's it? What was it called?
The Thunderdome.
What was the Technodrome?
The Technodrome,
For the Turtles. used to drive.
About the same size as that.
Yeah, pretty much. I was like spinning around. I was like imagining like a giant, because it's like, no, I was a giant like hamster wheel.
Yeah, all
They're just all running on.
And there's no solid surface. This has got to hurt them. It's a cage.
Well, I was going to say, it's like, you could
roll around and they can't get any purchase.
Because we've got the voice of the balls in there, right? What you could do is make it like a giant lottery machine, so it's spinning on this wheel, and then just the trap door opens and one of them just falls through.
Yeah.
And then
it rolls
tube.
Out.
Yeah,
and
rolls
then you
down
up,
the
that's
tube.
Number. And so also though, I'll just also have to kill one of them to keep him in proper fear.
Can we put the
each time? If you've been bad enough to go on the bingo wheel, one of these gets killed. And the thought is, it's kind of like the opposite of, you know, when they did executions like World War One, they said, oh, we've given blank bullets to one of you, and they never did. So everybody could think they've got blank bullets. It's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
So that they all feel terrible. Because one of them's definitely going to die and they think it's going to be them. And that one's still the fear in them.
Yeah, that's the way you go.
So we get the leisure, they get fear.
Yeah.
So a couple of things.
So that's just like the normal food chain then. Yeah.
Oh, I like it, Lizzie. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Keep them in cages, bash them around a bit.
So keep them scared and then we defeat them.
Yeah.
I've got one more thing we should add. Speaking
Can you tell who's a vegan on the podcast?
I'm plant based. I don't use the term vegan anymore.
Because it's dirty.
I've got one more thing we should add, right? To add that little bit more fear into the place, right? And to keep the people like Lizzie and Mags in order. We need someone on the door. We need the honey badger on the door.
Yeah.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Well, none of them will get in.
I was going to say, we don't need a bouncer. We've got the honey badger.
Yeah, we've got the honey badger on the door and then...
Because the honey badger can't go in the cage.
Got, no.
He could be like chained next to the cage.
Some kind of serial killers.
Oh yeah, there's a few of them.
Yeah,
kicking about.
Freddy Krueger.
Freddy Krueger.
But he's too busy. He's making toasties and chips.
We've got Harold Shipman as well, don't we?
Harold Shipman. Yeah.
In case.
Oh, he loves old people. He loves them.
He's the house doctor.
We had the full house last night. Where's everyone? Harold smiling away to him, such a cheeky little grin. You've been at it again, Harold. So obviously then we might have a problem with the police. Jamie's technodrome filled with animals flying all over. I reckon we might have a problem with PETA, guys. just saying. Gwyneth Paltrow might be pretty pissed with us.
Oh my god, her goop thing on Netflix. I've seen clips of it. It's fucking infuriating.
I've
not seen anything from it, but yeah.
Talking about
horrendous.
Bloody energy fields to cure stuff. She could. There's a great video by 60 Symbols, who are a physics channel on YouTube, of a physics professor going through it, just getting more, pausing it every 10 seconds and getting more and more irate as he's going through how stupid it is.
Did we ever talk about those candles that she made?
Or the vagina candles.
Yeah. Just why?
We just did.
Yep.
End of story.
You don't have to do it anymore.
Yeah. Don't fuel it. Yeah.
No, exactly.
Anyway. Gwyneth Paltrow can be in the cage as well.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm
fine
with that.
What Gwyneth Paltrow can give us, though, is some stickers that we could use instead of dabbers. You make those stickers that you put on your face to make you feel happy and joyous about life.
I would not want to put anything from Gwyneth Paltrow on my
what?
Face.
She makes stickers. Wait, she makes stickers you put on your face.
Mate, I've seen you licking a candle.
Have you not?
You can buy on Goop sell stickers, and they're just they're just stickers. Like from a kids magazine.
They're shiny.
Human beings aren't fucking bananas.
Does it say Chiquita?
They're something ridiculously priced, obviously.
I'm pretty sure they're shinies, aren't they? They're just like foil.
I mean, the man from Del Monte's got to be kicking about the island. he puts stickers
on
everything.
Wearable stickers that promote healing.
Fuck me.
Healing?
Yep. Group.com. How much are they? I mean, they're a lot of money. Oh, I think they might be out of stock, guys. So doesn't tell us how much. Yeah. Oh no. Yep. They've got different types of stickers. You can get stickers that help you with earthing. Stickers that help
that
you with your heart match, and also stickers that help you with your body vibes.
Fucking! I hope someone shoots all these people with blanks and they die of a fucking placebo effect. If you like fat shit, listener, fuck off.
Wow, strong game from Jamie.
But, yeah.
He's gambling the listenership on that one. Yeah.
So everything's bound to be shitting.
Yeah.
What was the thing? Heart something?
Heart matching.
Heart maths. I read it wrong.
Oh.
Heart maths, as in
I always
feel
like your heart rate, things like that.
Yeah.
Probably,
no,
yeah.
It says body vibe stickers are pre-programmed with an ideal frequency. Whilst you're wearing them close to your heart, they fill the deficiencies in your reserves, creating a calming effect, soothing physical tension and anxiety.
So I'm hearing earth, heart maths and vibing, and that's basically shitting, heart disease and Parkinson's.
Too dark.
I think that's just dark enough.
At the very end it says leaving the stickers on for the prescribed 3-day period left a few good staffers, presume they mean employees, with marks on their skin, so be careful to stick them somewhere concealing.
That'll be the glue.
You're not supposed to leave a plaster on for 3 days.
Why are they not showering? Look at 3 days as well.
Because the stickers don't need to shower.
The stickers clean them. Gwyneth Paltrow comes in the night and magically cleans you every night that you're wearing a sticker.
Oh, God.
Fuck Goop. Fuck them. Honestly.
But I might bring some stickers with me to the bingo club just to be on the safe side. Yeah. Unfortunately, I can't find out how much they are, but I'll do some research.
Yeah, fair enough. Well,
and if Goop wants to sponsor our podcast, every one of their claims is scientifically backed by peer-reviewed research.
Hey, it's fact, mate.
Fact.
Tell you what, though, they've got quite a good range of vibrators.
There's a goop joke there. I'm not going to go for it.
You are too good for that joke.
I am.
They have a hands-free vibrator that is £155.
Jesus.
Is that not most vibrators if you just kind of maneuver a little bit?
No. No.
Wow.
Oh dear. Right. So we've built our bingo hall. That was good.
I've learned what bingo is.
Yeah. We've taught you what bingo is.
And, we're going to have to take you.
Yeah. And remember, listeners, if you know of any social clubs doing bingo in the West Fife, Dunfermline area, let us know so we can pass that info on to our good potential listener, future listener, Stacey.
Yeah.
And thanks for messaging us, Stacey.
Yeah, thanks for messaging us.
If you are listening.
I don't know if you know what we are, but we're definitely
your eyes will have been open if you listen to this.
Probably she fucking doesn't.
But we're on the case. We'll take that challenge.
I should probably say, if you do want to contact us.
Oh yeah, give us the socials, Jamie. I really haven't done this in a while.
You can do so on facebook.com/fiveclubpod or at Five Club, Twitter at Five Club, Instagram Five Club, our email ken@fiveclub.co.uk, or buy our sick merch on www.fiveclub.co.uk.
Really need to update that.
Yeah.
Really need to update it all. Maybe we'll get around to that. Hey, we're recording. That's a start.
Yeah. One step
at a
time.
And if we could actually get it out, it would be even better.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
Kutch has just a problem like Lizzie's putting it out at the moment.
Well, Lizzie's I was going to say Lizzie's just like Lizzie's gambling problem. Yeah. One step at a time.
Yeah. Right. Well, we bring it to a close, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. So I suppose it brings me to that time of the night where I have to ask, because you're coming all the way from Stornoway. Lizzie, what's the motto tonight?
Gamble responsibly.
Ah, there we go. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like it.
And if you can't do that... Oh well, sorry.
Go on, go. And Mark will forgive you and
give you more bingo tokens.
Yeah. And it is quite easy to really secretary on your house if required.
Also, remember, you get £10 free. I mean, you'll never spend more than £10 at any of these. Any of these gambling places. Never. Honest.
And just before we say good night to everybody. Just like to say that this episode of Five Club was brought to you by our kind sponsors, Veet.
Fuck off. Good night.
Bye. Bye.